Okay. Two things from yesterday, and then we'll go on. Benching where you ate. Rav Amram Gon, passages like Beishamai, from the fact that in the Maisim and the Gemara seem to say that people were knowing like Beishamai. They went back to Dafka to eat, to bench where they ate. And they watched all the Rosh also passing like that. Tosis we had before also passing like that. And the Tour also passing like Beishamai in this situation. And the Rabbeinu Yon and the Riyaz passing like Beis Hillel, and they say there's no Raya from the Maisim, that was Chumris, and we hold that even Beis Hillel holds that it's better to go back, but he holds you don't have to go back. We also mentioned a few Svaras already, why here is different than the first Perek, where, if you did like Beis Shammai, or Tarfin did like Beis Shammai, it was Chayiv Misa for it. Right? And here we said it's better to do like Beis Shammai. So here, one answer we said was that here Beis Hillel also agrees that it's better to go back. So you don't have to go back. So even where Beis Hillel holds it, it's better, you could be machmer like Beis Shammai. Another reason they say is that it's not nicker that you're doing like Beis Shammai. Because even Beis Hillel holds it, the nazid, you left the place, you have to go back. So maybe you're going back because you went the nazid. Nobody knows that you're going back because you're doing like Beis Shammai. And also, maybe you're going back for other reasons. You had other reasons to go back, and then maybe you bench there. You can go back to Dafka for benching, so it's not nicker. It's also okay to do like Beis Shammai. The Ravan has another chilek. He says that when Beis Hillel said, what if somebody eats the top of the Empire State Building, he has to come down to, and he comes down, do you have to go back to bench? It's mashma from there that it's only, well, there's a tremendous tircha that Beis Hillel holds, you don't have to go back. But if there's no tircha, you have to go back. So therefore the Ravan paskens that in the middle of the city, right, there's no big tircha to go back to where you ate, you have to go back to where you ate. If you're traveling, that's when Beis Hillel holds you don't have to go back. Okay, how the Gemara fits in with that is not so poshut, but maybe that's what the Ravan says. The Rambam paskens like Beis Hillel, and the Mechaber brings both Deis, the Rosh and the Rambam, whether we pass on like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah paskens, like the Taz, that lechatchila you have to go back, because we're choshish that for those shitas that hold you have to go back, like Beis Shammai, and b'di'evid you can bench where you are. And the Chayodim, Taka says like the Ravan, that if you're traveling, you don't have to even go back lechatchila, if you're in the city, then the halacha is lechatchila you should go back, b'di'evid if you didn't, you're yotze. By Nezid, you're chayiv to go back, but the Magen Avraham says that's only that if when you go back, you still have time to bench. But if by going back to where you ate, you won't have time to bench anymore, right, because the 72 minutes will be up or whatever the time is, then you can bench where you are, even by Nezid. Better to be able to bench than not to bench at all. Even according to those teachers that hold like Beis Shammai. If you didn't do that, and you were where you had to go back, you didn't go back, and you benched where you were, so the Rambam holds with Therish that you're Yotze, and the Tur says you're not Yotze. The Mechaber says that according to the Rambam, you're Yotze, and since he brought down both Deis, he says, B'di'evet, even if you have to go back, you didn't, you're Yotze B'di'evet. And the Ramah points out that's only according to the Rambam, but according to the Rosh, you wouldn't be Yotze. However, others argue on the Ramah, and they say even according to the Rosh, even according to Beis Shammai, the Dieved, you Yotze also, if you benched where you were, and that Eli Rabba, the Druki Yotze, all say like that, that the Dieved, even according to the Rosh, you Yotze, even according to Beis Shammai. The Mishnah Berurah says that because of Safik Brachos L'Hakol, if you didn't go back when you should have, you benazid left the place, and you didn't go back, right, then even if you benazid left the place, and benazid you bench there, you also don't bench again. Okay? If you ate bread in the new place, okay, so Rabbeinu Peretz holds at the Chatzchila then, according to everybody, if you had some bread to eat in the new place where you were, even if you didn't have mind that to begin with, you Chatzchila can bench there, you don't have to go back. And the Ritva holds that the Maisa, even if you eat bread in the second place, you still have to go back to the first place where the halachas you have to go back. The Mechaber passings like Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Aruch HaShulchan says only B'shogeg. B'shogeg, the Chatzchila, you don't have to go back if you have bread in the other place. The Nezid, even if you have bread in the other place, you have to go back. The Ramah says even the mezid, eat a little bit, and you don't have to go back, and that's pretty much how we're knowing, that if you have what to eat in the second place, even the mezid, you don't have to go back. Okay? The shear, how much time you have to bench after you eat a meal. So first there's a machlokas, we had Rashi and Tosfos. Right? The Gemara says a few different shiurim, but also says arba milim, right, 72 minutes. So Rashi says that's the maximum. Right? If you ate a big meal, you have 72 minutes. If you ate a smaller meal, then it's totally when you feel hungry again. Right? So it could be anything less than 72 minutes. The maximum is 72 minutes. And Tosfos holds just the opposite. The minimum is 72 minutes. The smallest meal, you have 72 minutes. A bigger meal, you have until you feel hungry again. The Rif paskens like Rabbi Yochanan, that has nothing to do with 72 minutes bechlau, and the Rosh, the Tur, they only bring down the shear of till you're hungry again. Okay? And the Rabbeinu Yonah says it means from the time you start to be hungry, not the time that you're famished, but that you start to be hungry again, that's when the meal starts to digest, that's when the shear is. And the Mogen Avraham explains that there's no difference according to these Rishonim. They all pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is not the one who mentioned what's it called, Dalad Milin, that there's no difference between a big meal, a small meal. It all depends completely on when you feel hungry again. 72 minutes, according to these Shitas, are not relevant. The Ramah, not in the Shulchan Aruch, but in Darkei Moshe, brings down the Shita of Tosfos, that the smallest amount, the minimum time, is 72 minutes. Anything bigger meal, already have more time. The Magen Avraham also brings down that sometimes you sit at a meal for hours and you don't bench, right? Chasen a meal or whatever. He says, as long as you're eating things in between, you have other courses, not bread, but you're eating things, that's not called Zman Ikul until it could be hours later. So therefore you're allowed to bench in the end. And there's also a machlokas, what it means that you're hungry again. Are you hungry again for those things, right? That thing specifically, right? In other words, you ate peiros, right? It should be the same halacha. You can't say ala michya or ala eitz if you're hungry again to eat again. So shaila is what that mean. You're hungry to eat something again, right? Or are you hungry dafka for that thing again, right? If it's for that thing, it's obviously a longer time than if you're just damn hungry. As machlokas here. The Rosh holds that you have to be hungry for that thing again. If you're not hungry for that thing, right, you've had it with that thing, and you like other things, but not that thing again, right, because you're satisfied from that, not because you don't like it anymore, whatever, because you're satisfied from that, then you still have time to bench. And the Bach holds that it has to be Stam, that you're hungry to eat again, so anything. And then that's a lesser time. The Mishnah Berurah passes like the Bach, and if you're hungry at all, right, then you can't bench again. Okay. Let's go on. No, it's actually, I don't think we learned this yet. Anema say, we did this already, yeah. Okay. The main road to Israel, Afagav Loshoma Kula Brocha Ona, yeah, Bolohem Yayin. So it says that by Israel, if you hear, you don't have to hear the whole Brocha to be Yotze. We did this yesterday? No, okay. And by a kusi, you have to hear the whole bracha. The chiloshama hechi nothik. So one of the things now that we're talking about where you are being yotze with somebody else's bracha. If you don't hear the whole bracha, how could you be yotze? Omar chia bara b'shelo ochli mohen. It's talking where you didn't eat with them. And therefore you're being yotze anything. You don't want to be yotze benching with the other person. You just want to know if you have to answer amen or not, if you're allowed to answer amen. So, what's it called? The halacha is that if you didn't hear the whole bracha by Yisrael, you can answer amen. How much of the bracha you have to hear, we'll see. And what's it called? By a kusi, you have to hear the whole bracha, otherwise we're afraid maybe he said it for Hargrizim, and he said it for Avodah Zarah. And we already spoke about, what about a goy, not a kusi, right? And then we said different shitas of a goy is better than a kusi, worse than a kusi, or equal to a kusi. Okay. V'chein Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Bar Avua b'shloach l'mohen. They also said the mission is talking where you didn't eat with them. You're just talking about answering to the bracha, not being yotze with the bracha. Omer the Rav l'chia b'rei. Rav said to his son Chia, "Bri chatofu barich. right? You grab the benching, right? If you can maneuver somehow that you should be the one to bench, that's an ideal thing. The chayin omer of hunel rabba borei chatofu barich, right? Grab chaparain, what's it called? Grab the benching, okay? Lememra de mevorech adif mimado on the amen. Which seems from here that the person who makes the bracha is better than the one who answers amen, because he told him to try to get to be the mevorech. But if he's the mevorech, he's not answering amen. Right? If he would be the one who's yotze, he'd be answering amen. So Vaisloy is saying the bracha is better than answering amen. Vatan Yerub Yosi Omer Godel Ha'omer Amen Yosef Ben Mevorech. The person who answers amen is greater than the mevorech. Omer Le'rab Nuray Hashamayim Kenu. Right, I swear to you, it's like that. That the amen is greater than the bracha. Teda Shari Gular Yin Yordin Umetagrin B'Muchama. Right, the first units go in and they start the war. The Giborim Yordim Anatschin, and then you send in the heavy artillery, and they finish it off. So you see that the ones who finish it off are better than the ones who start. So the Amen is the Siyum, right, of the Bracha, right? That's why it's better. That's one a day. We'll see this other day is what this means. Tanoihi, Shmura says, Machlokas Tanoihi, Yitanya, Echad HaMavorech, Echad HaOna, Amen B'mashma, Ela Shemimarim L'Mavorech, Yosem Min HaOna Amen. Okay, really the truth is that the Mevorech and the Ona Amen are equal. Except that when it comes to the Schar, right, they give the faster to give the Schar to the one who answers Amen than the one who made the Bracha. But otherwise, saying the Bracha or answering Amen are equal. But in the Schar, there's a difference. Bo mine shmul mirab. Ma'u lanus Amen achar tinokos rabeis rabban. Do you answer Amen after children who make Brachas? You answer on everybody, but not on children. Because they're making a bracha just to learn, chinuch-wise, and it's not really a bracha. Rashi learns, when they say the haftorah, the rabbanim in a special takana that children could get mafter. Could say it after. So there, since it's a special takana for children to say it, you answer amen to them. So some achronim learn, some rishonim learn in Rashi, that's only by the haftorah, because that was a special takana for children. But other brachas that children make, even the proper time, since it's only al tzchinuch, you don't answer amen to them. And other rishonim hold, that the Raivin holds, that any bracha a child makes, when he's supposed to make the bracha, right, in other words, at the proper time, then you answer amen. But if he's just learning how to make the bracha and he's not drinking water, but he's learning how to say a shahak, well, then you don't answer amen. And some learn in Rashi, the Rashi also means that. That this is just an example, the haftorah. That anything where the child makes the bracha at the proper time, then you answer amen. Right? So it could be there's a machlokas for showing them here, it could be not. In any case, what they do say is, the Shabura says, that's only a child who knows whom you're giving the bracha to. But a little kid that you teach like a parrot to say a bracha, you don't answer amen to that bracha, even if he does it at the time that he's drinking water. You have a one-year-old that you taught like a parrot. He has no idea what a bracha is and who he's saying the bracha to. He doesn't know what the Rabbanu Shalom is or whatever. Then it's a bracha of Atala. And it's only al tzchinuch, right? It has no difference of what's it called, of that we're doing it when he's drinking water or not drinking water, and you don't answer amen to such a bracha. You only answer amen to a child who knows who he's giving the bracha to.
Okay.
I don't know. It depends on each child. Tan Rabbanan. Shem in ma'akiv is habracha div Reb Ziloy. Okay, Reb Ziloy says that if you don't wipe your, they used to wipe their hands off with oil to clean off the grease from the, I don't know how oil cleans off grease, but in any case, they used to wipe their hands off with oil, right? Nice, body oil, I guess, to take off the dirt of the meal. So until you wash your hands down with this oil, you can't make the bracha yet. You don't make the bracha till your hands are oiled. That's what Reb Ziloy says. Reb Zivoy Omer Eino Ma'akev. Reb Zivoy says not Ma'akev. Rabbi Acha Omer Shemin Tov Ma'akev. Before you put on, they used to put on also, they put on oil to take off the dirt, and then they put on other oil to like have a nice smell. So that, until you put that on, you can't bench. Reb Zuhamoy Omer, we find a lot of cases in Shas where the Amoraim that said things, their names are very similar to what they were talking about. him is Zoam, and his name is Rav Zuhamoy. Could be that was a nickname they gave him, because this was like his special Shmeitzer, his special Indian, right? So they gave him the nickname. He was Rav Zuhamoy. He's the Rav who said about Zoama, or whatever. So just like a Mizoham, a person who's disgusting, is possible avo, that hands that are disgusting are possible to make a bench. Omer of Nachmar Yitzchak, Anolo Ziloi, Velo Zivoi, Velo Zamoyadan. I don't know if many of these Tanoim, Ziloi, Zivoi, Zamoy, Ela Masnisi, I know Braisa. The Omer of Yehud, Omer Rav, the Amri Lo Masnisa Tana, this Kaddishtim, Elu Mayim Rishonim. There's a special Kedusha in washing Mayim Rishonim, right, and Sil Shadayim, is an Indian of Kedusha, right? It's to be just like Ochle Truma had to have hands that were Tahar, so the Rabbanan Nei, the Takana, that everybody has to wash their hands before they eat, so that's Kedusha. The Yisam Kedoshim, Elu Mayim Achronim. The Yisam Kedoshim is Mayim Achronim. Even where there's no Sakana because of Melech Sodomis, there's an Indian to wash your hands at the end of the meal if they're dirty and disgusting. With full of grease or something. There, everybody holds you have to wash Mayim Achronim. You don't bench with dirty hands. That's also Kedusha. Kikado Zeshemen, right? In the places where the minig is to wipe your hands off with nice oil afterwards, then until you wash with the wipe, that's also Kikado Shani Hashem Elokeichem, Zebracha. And then Shani Hashem Elokeichem, that refers to the Bracha of Birkas HaMazon. So until you do all these things, you don't bench. Rashi. Bolohem Yayin Acharamazon Haporish Lavigmara Bereish Pirkin Lebeishamai Ein Birkas Hamazon to Unakos Lebeisil to Unakos. Okay, the Gemara discussed already this part of the Mishnah before. Rashi says Heichinothik Kisloka Daitav Beechad Min Amesubin Askin of Masnisa. Right, if you didn't hear the whole bracha, how could you be Yotze? Right, and we think now it's talking about one of the people who was being Yotze with the bracha of the Mizani. Like we said, they and one person benched. And everybody else answered Amen. So if you didn't hear the whole bracha, how in the world can you be Yotze? Chatochu barich, tishemoshit in kol shal bracha, havi mechazeshit nu lechav tivarech. When they start to ask who wants a bench, you grab it. The mashma ha'ona ha'mevarech, the mashma kumu barchu es Hashem elokeichem, the Sefer Ezra. The omer vayivarchu shem kvodecha, the hi anias Amen, shebemikdash, meseches tainis. Right, later on, the next staff, we'll learn about how they answered Amen in the Beis HaMikdash, right? But that was the Vayivorchu Shem Kvodecho, that's the Anias Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. So it says both together, Baruch Hu Hashem and Vayivorchu Shem Kvodecho. Meforish Kumu Baruch Hu Betchilas Bracha, Vayivorchu Shem Kvodecho, Vemokam Anias Amen Shem Mikdash, Omer Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa Leolam Voed. In the Mikdash, instead of saying Amen, they said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa Leolam Voed. But in any case, we see that they're both mentioned together. The Ona and the Mevarech are equal. However, the one who gives the bracha, he gets the schar faster, right? Okay. Achar tinokos kishalom din brachos mipi rab. When they're learning the brachos, you don't answer amen. So here it's mashma from Rashi, like the Rishonim who hold, the Rashi holds, that when they're making the bracha actually, right, then you do answer. Right, hold Islam. So she'em miskaven levarich el alumot. They're not mechaven to make a bracha. They're mechaven to learn. Aval beidam miftarayu kishaomrim haftora umevarchim b'torah v'navi oni machareim amen. But when they are saying the haftora and they're making a bracha on it, then you do answer amen. Shemin ma'akev es habracha. Shemin shayu regilim lohavi b'sof asuda lasuch achar asuda esayadayim. Right, achar mayim achronim lahavir es hazu amason. After they wash mayim achronim, then they would smear their hands with oil. You can't bench until you finish with this oil. Same thing goes, they used to do this oil before they ate the desserts that didn't need a bracha in the end of the meal. Right? You can't eat those things until you, until you wash your hands with this oil. Shemin tov, sheyesh bo besamim. Right? Then they used to put on other oil that had good smell on it. Ma'akev is habracha l'misha rogilbo. It's ma'akev the bracha. If you're rogilbo, we don't have such a thing, so you don't have to have shemen before you bench. But if you normally do that, then that's part of the process of eating. You cannot finish the meal until you put the shemen on your hands. Okay? Tosus points out that since they only wash Mayim Achronim because of Melech Sodomis, because of the danger of having that salt that you may put in your eye, right? We don't have Melech Sodomis, and therefore we're not Rogel to wash Mayim Achronim, and therefore it's not Ma'akev, right? Just like we said, the Isim Kedoshim, right? It's only Kedusha if there's a Sakana. If there's no Sakana, then there's no Kedusha in the thing, just like the Shemin. If you're not Rogel in it, then there's no extra Kedusha in doing it. Okay. But he says, however, people who are, dainty, and do wash after the meal because their hands are greasy or whatever. The Mishnah Berurah Taka says like that. If your hands are greasy, then you have to wash Mayim Achronim. Aside from the fact that Melech Sodomis, then they can't bench until they wash Mayim Achronim. But if your hands aren't greasy, or you're not so dainty that you always wash your hands at the end of the meal, then Mayim Achronim is not ma'ativ. Okay? What? No, but here it tells us how that was the only reason. But, there's others who hold not like that. They hold that, it's a separate union of Kedusha, even if you don't have a Melech Sodomis. Okay. The Rif and the Rosh hold that you have to hear the Haskoras Hashem. You don't have to hear the whole Baracha, but to answer Amen, you have to hear that they said Shem Hashem. And Rashi holds you have to hear the end of the Baracha. And we learned before that the Chorin Amen Yisom is where you answer, you don't know what you're answering to. So we already said before, that Rav Nissen Gaon, that only applies where you want to be, it's a Baracha that you have to hear. But a Baracha that you stand hearing somebody else make, there you don't have to hear the Baracha, you don't have to know what the Baracha is, and it's not an Amen Yisom. But the Rambam holds that there's a Chiyuv to answer Amen, and the Beis Yosef says that the Tur holds there's no Chiyuv. You don't have to answer Amen to a Baracha. You hear a bracha, you're allowed to answer Amen. In different cases, you're not allowed to answer Amen. But you don't have to answer Amen in any case. The Taz says in the Tur that it's only where you don't hear the whole bracha that's a reshus to answer Amen. You don't have to answer Amen. You could answer Amen. But if you hear the whole bracha, you have to answer Amen. And Rav Shlomo Kluger says that by Birchas HaMitzvahs, where you have to make the bracha, then you have to answer Amen too. By Birchas HaMehenim, where you didn't have to eat, so you didn't have to make the bracha, you have the choice to eat or not, the person who hears it doesn't have to answer Amen either. He can answer Amen if it has all the conditions, but he doesn't have to answer Amen. Okay. This Shaila, Halacha, we're not like the Rambam, you have to answer Amen. Since it's a Shita like the Rambam, that you have to answer Amen. It's not so borer in the tour whether you have to or you don't have to, in what situation. So Lamaisa, you have to answer Amen. The Rav Yoh paskins that the Mavorich is better than the Ona Amen, and he brings a raya from before. We paskin before that the Godel is Mavorich. L'chor, if it's better to answer Amen, we should leave the Godel answer Amen, not be Mavorich. That saying the Bracha is better, and the Rashba paskins the other way. The Ona is Adith, and why we give the Godel to Mavorich is other reasons. Could be that because he's more proficient or whatever, so even though for him it's not as good, it's for everybody else is good. The Svara, why the Ona Amen is Adif, the Rosh says, because he finishes off. Everything goes in. Who finishes? He finishes off the Bracha. The Orchis Chaim says that the Amen is like a Kiyum. It's an Ishur. It's like an authorization of the Bracha. So you're authorizing the Bracha, right? So that's a bigger idea. The Tosus Rid says that the Amen has more than the Mavarich only mentions one Shem Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Amen in Gematria, right, is 91, is 26 plus 65, which is Hashem and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud together. So the Amen has two Shemes, and the Mavarich only says one Shem. And the Meiri says, an interesting svara, he says, most of the time, the person who answers Amen has more kavan than the person who made the bracha. The person who made the bracha is making the bracha. Once you hear somebody make a bracha, it's easier to have kavan to answer Amen than to have a kavan for a whole bracha, I guess. So therefore, the answer Amen is a bigger inyan. And the, what's it called? The Rambam likes of Paskins, in the end, that the Ona and the Mavarech are equal. The only difference between them is who gets the schar earlier. But and that's why the halacha is, the Tur paskins, that if somebody steals a mitzvah from somebody, Gemara Chulin says you have to pay him a knas of asara zehuvim. Somebody was going to do a mitzvah and you grab it from him, so you have to pay him asara zehuvim. But if somebody was going to say a bracha and you grab the bracha, you don't have to pay him asara zehuvim. Because for that little bit, that to get the schar earlier, that's not enough to give a knas. Right? Because basically they're equal. Okay? We already said about the children making a bracha, what's it called, the machlokas the ravid, and possibly Rashi. And we said the Mishnah Berura that if you, what's it called, if the child doesn't know who he's making the bracha to, then it's definitely never considered a real bracha. It's only the most chinuch, and you don't answer amen, even if he's doing it when he's making what he drinks. So you have a little kid, he has no idea what he's doing, just parroting words, right? You don't say amen after his bracha, even if he's making a shahakol and he's drinking water.
His mother should say amen.
What?
His mother.
His mother what?
She should say amen.
No.
She's
you're fine.
The,
I mean, she's mechanichim and saying amen? That's
yeah,
cute.
You say amen after a bracha. So, like, if she says a bracha, we don't say amen, so maybe
they didn't. If it's al schinuch, Muslim, you can answer amen. But not stam answer amen. In other words, I know what you're saying. Now I understand the question. I thought you were asking between the father and the mother. You're asking, you know, somebody else hears the bracha, he's not mechanich the kid, he's not answering amen. But the mother is teaching him to say a bracha, and she's teaching him also at the same time to say amen. Or the father's teaching him, right? Or and another person's teaching him, whatever. So if it's hatzchinuch, you're teaching him, and now we answer amen, yeah. But if you're just answering amen, to answer amen, you're not telling the kid that, you know, this is what we do, then it's not chinuch. Then it's not answering amen that you don't do.
Okay. What if the kid doesn't say it properly, but he feels he's making a bracha?
He knows who he's making bracha to.
Yeah,
then, but the Eved Yotzi, you don't say it properly.
No, you say amen to him.
Did the Eved Yotzi a bracha if you don't say amen? What about an adult? Forget about children.
What?
What?
He doesn't say the bracha properly.
Does he know who he's saying the bracha to?
Yes.
Yeah, he's saying, doesn't say it properly. He's saying, medaktik bosi yosecho. He's Yotzi v'diev. So again, say answer amen. Same thing goes with an adult.
Even on the Haskarashim.
Okay. Haroa mokom shenasu bonisim l'Yisrael. That's what he said. He said it in a way that's not, what's it called, that's not, the b'dieved you yotze, right? That's called korav alo dikdek bosi yosel, which brachas a yotze. So he's yotze yotze. Right? So you say, somebody, people say kiddish, they don't say the words properly either. But if that's pretty much the word, right, then you yotze with it. Okay, haroa mokum shenasu bo nisim l'Yisrael omer baruch shos nisim l'avaseinu b'mokom hazeh. A person sees a place where nisim were done to klal Yisrael, right, as a klal, so you make a bracha shos nisim l'avaseinu b'mokom hazeh mokom shenekru menu akum. If you saw a place where avodah zara was removed, omer baruch shokar akum me'artzeinu, you make a bracha that the Rabbanu Shem took away avodah zara from our from Eretz Yisrael. Okay. The what's it called? Yerushalmi Tosus brings out over here. That's only when it was taken away from all of Eretz Yisrael. But if there's any avodah zara left in Eretz Yisrael, then you don't make this bracha. So if you see a church that was bulldozed, you don't make this bracha. If there's still other churches around, Tosus also brings down from Ben Shemaya that all these brachas that we're going to say in the Mishnah have Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. The Mishnah just for. What's it called? Expedience didn't mention the whole bracha, but it knows it. The baruch means baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Alazikim. Zikim are either meteors or comets, right? Shooting stars or comets. The al hazvaos, that's earthquakes. The al haraomim is thunder. The al-haruchos, hurricanes or other really unusual storms. The al-habrokim is lightning. Omer baruch shekocho gvuroso mele olam. You make a bracha that the Rabbanu Shel Olam's power fills the world. Al-hehorin, the al-agvos, on mountains and on hills. The al-hayamin, the al-nahoros, on oceans and on rivers. Right? And Tosha says nahoros is not all rivers. It means only the four rivers that are mentioned in the Torah that came out of Gan Eden, those four rivers, right? Hidekel and Pras, what's it called, and the other two, I don't know if we know where they are, but Hidekel and Pras, they knew where they were, and they were in Bavel. Okay. The Alhamid Boros, on deserts, Omer Baruch Osa Masa Bereshis, right, or Baruch Osa Bereshis, two different gears. So our gear says Taka Osa Masa Bereshis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroes Hayam HaGadol Omer Barash Osos Hayam HaGadol. Right? If you see the Yam HaGadol, it's a machlokus what that is, if that's the what's it called, the Pacific or Atlantic Ocean, that's the Yam HaGadol, or the Mediterranean Sea could be the Yam HaGadol. If you see the Yam HaGadol, you make a bracha, special bracha, Barash Osos Hayam HaGadol. Okay, not like we said before, that you make a bracha of Osa Masa Bereshis, but you make a special bracha. Bisman Shiro Ehu Likprokim. That's only when you see it from time to time, not every day. If you live by the seashore, you don't make this bracha every day. If you see it, the Gemara says, Likprokim is 30 days to 30 days. Alak Shomim, Yal Besuros Tovos, for rain. It hasn't rained for a while, now it rains. The Gemara will discuss what the conditions are. Or on good news, you say, Baruch HaTov HaMetim. Al Besuros Ros, on bad news, right? And there's another gear, so here, Shmuos, could be Besuros, are always good Besuros. Shmuos are bad. On Beshmuos Ros, Omer Baruch Dayin Ha'emes. Then you make a Dayin Ha'emes on bad news. Bona Ba Yischadish, V'kona Kelim Chadashim, Omer Baruch Shechiyonu V'kiyimonu V'yonu L'zman Hazeh. If you buy, build a new house, or you buy new Kelim, make a Shechiyonu. Mevorech al harah me'ein al atova ve'al atova me'ein al harah. The Gemara will explain what this means. But you make a bracha on bad, even though it's similar to good, and on good, even though it's similar to bad. We're going to discuss things that are good now but will be bad later, or bad now and be good later, and you make a bracha accordingly. Batzoik l'sha'avar harezo tefilah shav. Person who davens for something that already happened, right? That's a tefilah shav. Haista ishto muberes, an example. Your wife is pregnant. Va'omer yirasan shetelet ishti zacher. And you say a tefillah that my wife should give birth to a male, right? It's already, whatever it is, it is. So that's already, what's it called, asking for a miracle or for something that's already done. Right? That's a tefillah shav. Harizu tefillah shav. Haya baba derech, v'shoma kol tzvacha be'ir. Person comes to the city and he hears people screaming. Va'omer yirasan shelotei besobesi. I hope it's not in my house. That's a tefillah shav. Because whoever it is already screaming, right? You're not davening that people in your house shouldn't scream. You're davening that whoever's screaming shouldn't be in your house. That's a tefillah shav. Because if it is, it is. If it's not, it's not. Hayyabob aderech v'shoma kol tzvacha b'yiroi yirasosho yibasol. They are a tefillah shav. Hanichlus l'krach. Person comes into a big city, traveling. Mispal shtayim. So he says two tefillahs. Achas b'knisaso. He makes a tefillah when he comes into the city that he should be protected there. The achas b'yitziyaso. And one when he leaves, he thanks the Rabbanu Shalom for protecting him. Ben azay omer arba. You say four tefillahs. Shtayim b'knisaso, right? One is hodah that you got there, and one is that you should be protected. And shtayim b'tziyaso, one that you're thanked the Rabbanu Shalom that you were what's it called that you were there and protected, and that you're misfiled now that wherever you're going next, you should also be okay. No sin hodah al sha'aver v'tzoyik alo asin. The two are thanks for what came till then, and a tefillah for the future. Just like you have to make a bracha on bad, you have to make a bracha on good too. Shenemar v'yohavtes Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'shnei yitzarecha. You should love the Rabbanu Shalom with your yitzahara and your yitzaratov. The yitzatov yitzahara v'chol nafshecha v'ilu hu notles nafshecha v'chol nafshecha. Even if he takes away your soul, meaning that you have a choice of giving up your life for the Rabbanu Shalom or being over to the Zara, you have to give up your life. V'chol maldecha v'chol mamoncha, all your money. Dover acher v'chol maldecha v'chol mido umido shumoli l'chon. This goes back on what we just said, that you have to make a bracha on the bad, just like the good, and whatever mido the Rabbanu Shalom gives you, good or bad, you have to have him modelo thank him for it. Lo yekel odom. I was thinking, well, that's why there's two pshatim here, v'chol maldecha. One means mamoncha, one says with every mido. That could be when it says Eretz Yisrael is Tova Haaretz Ma'od Ma'od. It means it has both Ma'od. It's good physically, and it's good also B'chol Mido Mida. Some things are good, but they're not necessarily good for you. And some things are good for you, they're not necessarily good. Here, that's two different Pshatim in Ma'od. It's good, or it's good for you. So Eretz Yisrael is good, and it's good for you. It has both Ma'od. That's right. Okay. Al Yekel Adam is Rosh Keneged Shara Mizrach, Shu Mechuvin Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The eastern wall of the Har HaBayis was low, in order that when they stood on Har HaZesim and made the Paraduma, the Kohen Gadol could look over the wall and see all the openings that were in all the walls, right, on the eastern side of the Beis HaMikdash right, were mechuvin one next to the other. So the wall of the Har HaBayis was low, so you could see through all the openings to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rashi will explain it more. Therefore, lo yekel, it's opposite. That wall, right, you should not, that shar, hanizrach, is mechuvin, kenegah, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you shouldn't be lightheaded. You're not allowed to go up on Har HaBayis with your walking stick and your shoes. You have to take off your shoes. With tundaso, your money bag, and with dirt on your feet. You have to wash off your feet before you go up to Har HaBayis. And you can't make it a shortcut, right? Just take a shortcut through Har HaBayis. You surely can't spit there, Mikal v'chomer. The Gemara will discuss Kal v'chomer from what? How do we know that? What knows? What do we learn not spitting from? Kol chos me brachos v'mikdash, hayu omrim ad ha'olam, ad ha'olam. When they finished the brach and the Beis HaMikdash, they said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam. Mishikilkul ha'tzdukim, in the second Beis HaMikdash, when the minim and the tzdukim came about, and they didn't believe in olam haba, so Amru ein olam ela echad. They said that there's only one world. Hiskinu sheomrim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. They changed it to min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Hiskinu she'odam shoel l'shlom chaveru b'shem. They made another takon at the time of Boaz that people should say shalom with God's name. Shenemar v'hi boz magis lechem v'yom lakotzim Hashem imachem. V'yom rulo yivarechecho Hashem. V'omer Hashem imcha gibor chayil. V'omer al tovus kizikna imcha. V'omer eis lasos Hashem eferu to'asecha. Let's see the Rashi as quickly. Haroah Mokhem Shanasu Bo Nisim Yisrael could go and Hanach Detoni L'Kamon Ma'abrus Hayam Vayardim V'Nachle Arnon. Right, all these places where Nisim were done to the all of Klal Yisrael. Zikim was Vos Ram Leforish B'Gmar Mole Olam L'Fisha Elu Nirin O Nishmoyim L'Marachel. They fill up the world because these things you can see from far away, so it seems like it's filling up the world. Baruch Osa Bereshis, so B'gmara Baruch Atu Hanuk Delea La Maisa Bereshis Ninu. Only these things are Maisa Bereshis. The things we mentioned before that you make a Baruch Shekochol Grosso Bolei Olam are not Maisa Bereshis. L'Prakim Afarish B'gmara, like Mara explained, when is that, what's called intermittently, L'Fishu Choshu V'Gadol Mikul and Kovalei Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Le'atzmo. Since the Yam HaGadol is bigger and more important than all the other Yamim, so he made a special Baruch. And what exactly Yam HaGadol is, we'll see when we get there. Mevorech ala ra mein ala tova, dain ho emes. The ala tova mein ala ra, ta tova meitev. With more forish hechi domi. More explain what that means, ra mein ala tova and tova mein ala ra. Hanichnas lekrach, hamahalach bederech. The tzorech laver krach, person's traveling and he has to go through a big city. Vesha mitzuyim moshlim royim, mechapsim alilos. In big cities, there's always trouble. There's always governments that could get you in trouble. Achas b'knisah, so mispal shiukanis l'shalom. So he makes a tefillah when he goes into the city that he should be nichnas l'shalom, b'tziyah so mispal shiyetz l'shalom. When he goes out, makes a bracha, he should leave there b'shalom. Arba, can mefarish nosin hodo al sha'over, v'tzok alo osin nimtu dalet, can mefarish v'mora. More explaining, you make a bracha on what came before, thank you for getting me to the city, get me through the city. Thank you for getting me through the city, get me out of the city. Okay, chayv alo mefarish ala ro, mefarish v'mora. Midos medudos, whatever the Rabbanu Shalom meets out to you, they meet the tova, they meet us poronius. Lo yekel rosh, lo yinik kalis rosh. Keneged shar mizrachi, chutz lahar habayis, asher bechoma hanemucha, asher leragle habayis b'mizrach. The west, the eastern wall of the Beis HaMikdash was low. The fishikol ashar mechuvarim zekeneged zeh, because all of the openings in the Har HaBayis, and then in the Chil, and then in the Azara, and then in the Ulam, and then in the Heichal, and then the Kodesh HaKadoshim, were all in one line. Shar Mizrach, Shar Azras Nashim, Shar Azras Yisrael, Pesach HaUlam, VeHeichal, UBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bimei Mikdash Rishon, Shoya Amatraksin. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a door opening to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was only a curtain. In the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a wall with a door in it. The pundaso chagur chol v'nosim b'mals, your money belt. Mikal v'chomer gmar farishle. Kol chos mei brachos v'mikdash hayu omrim ad ha'olam. Meseches tainis amrinan, ein onin omen v'mikdash. They didn't answer amen in the mikdash. Hamavarech omer b'sof kol bracha, and the person who made the bracha ended every bracha with an extra phrase. At the end of the bracha he said, Baruch ato Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam, baruch chol nein ha'doas. Baruch ato, and every bracha they made in the Beis HaMikdash, in Shemon Esrei. Instead of just saying Baruch Atah Hashem Chonein Hadoas, they said before they made the bracha Baruch Hashem Liolam Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. So the first they did only min ha'olam, and then they added v'yad ha'olam. V'chein b'kulam v'onim omrim baruch shem kavod malchus olam v'ed. And the people answered not amen, but baruch shem kavod malchus olam v'ed. When we answer amen, they answered baruch shem kavod. The alfin lo mikra, the tefilas Ezra, the siyasa. They learn it from Tzukim. Lashmin and Hacha, to the Mikdash Rishon, lo hayu omrim ela baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael ad min ha'olam, not the ad ha'olam. Mishikilkul atzadikim romu ein olam elazeh, hiskinu Ezra v'siyaso shu omrim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Lomer sheshnei olamos yesh. Lahotzi milev atzadukim akor from mitchis ha'mesim. She odem shos l'shom chavero b'shem, b'shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lower I'm reading is zalzahu b'kvod Hashem makom. We don't say that saying greeting somebody with God's name is a zilzal in kvod Hashem. B'shvil kavod abrius lahotzi shem shemayim olav. The lomdom miboz. We learn this from Boaz. Shomer Hashem imachem. U'min ha'malach shomer l'gidon Hashem imcha gibor achayil. You see, the malach said to Gidon, he said, greeted him with shem Hashem, and Boaz greeted his culture with shem Hashem. The omer al tavos ki ziknei mecha lomud midivrei ziknei umasecha lasos mashra isa shasuhein. Learn from the great people of your nation to do what they did. Ubigmorim forish mai vaomer. Vaomer is lasos lashem eferu to asecha pamishum vatlun divrei Torah kidei lasos lashem. Right, sometimes you have to go against the Torah to do what's necessary for the Rabbanu Shalom. Av zeh hamiskavin lishol l'shalom chaveiro zeret somo shol makom. Shenemer bakei shalom v'rateihu mutar l'hafer Torah v'lasos dover hanira osir. Rashi says, not something's osir. Something that appears not to be okay, in his man, when heferu torasech, he could do that. But it's mashav v'rashi, it's something that's mamish osir, you don't make these cheshbonos that we're doing it l'shem Hashem, even though it's osir. It's hanira osir. It doesn't look good. You can still do it, but if it's completely osir, then you don't do it.